realize you niggas that wanna shine. Just know it's gonna cost you this bitch.
Subscribe to the Donnie Houston podcast, man.
Donnie Houston.
Yeah, man, it's going down. It's Donnie Houston podcast. I am Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a very special guest today, man, representing H-Town. Representing Screwed Up Click, you know what I'm saying? Representing the Southwest, man. I'm talking about, you know, he's one of my favorite rappers, you know what I'm saying? And we so happy to have a new record coming out on this new album, which we'll get to, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about little old man, the Fat Rat with the Cheese. What's going down?
Whoa! Hey, man, what a time to be alive.
Hey, man, we here.
What a time to be alive, man. Glad to be here, you know. Even more glad to be here. Glad to be here at this time. You know what I'm saying? This is a big deal, brother. The greatest of all players is about to drop. And it's a testimony. You know, it's victory. The players have won the war. And that says a lot. That says a lot, you know. So to be here in this fashion to announce such a big announcement, which is a big deal. It is a big deal. Like, sometimes you got to talk your shit. You know what I'm saying? This is a big deal, you know. Maybe to the bozos it's not. But Lil O dropping a new project, that means something to a lot of, that means something to the real niggas. That means something to the real players, to the real hustlers, to the real boss bitches, to the real artists, the real fans. And, understood the assignment and delivered, man. We have a lot to talk about, brother. And I think it's only right that it's done here. You know what I'm saying? At this podcast, because when I watched it grow, I think Lil O represents growth. I think Lil O represents watching small things turn to big things. I'm extremely proud of you. By the way,
I appreciate you, bro.
No, and I mean that. You know, I'm a true believer in, if I ain't got nothing nice to say, I just won't say it. But I also believe in, we got to tell our brothers, especially our little bros that have done big things and are making big things, that, hey, we see you, we proud of you, keep going. Because, like I said, the reason why I said the players have won the war, it has been a war against players and bosses and grinders.
Talk about that, man.
It has been a war.
Talk about it, man.
It has been a war against players, bosses, grinders, real niggas. It has been a vicious war, and the players won the war. And this is what it looks like. So many times people need to know what it looks like, what staying down looks like. You know, so many times, especially in the social media world, niggas that grew up on old and real nigga music, it's cool to say certain things, but it's important people get to see. This is what it looks like when you stay down. This is what it looks like when you don't hate. This is what it looks like when you don't give up. This is what it looks like when you stick to your morals and principles. This is what it looks like when you take pride in your work. This is what it looks like when you keep your faith in God. It's important people understand that the players won the war. Not the fuck niggas. Not the niggas that tried to keep niggas out. Not the niggas that tried to hoard everything for themselves. Not the niggas that tried to control the gateways. Not the niggas that tried to say it can't happen unless it goes through me. Not the niggas that, you know, cheered for the strangers and disrespected the ones they knew and had it. They have all been wiped out. The niggas that stayed down, stayed consistent, and stayed grinding have won the war. That is why the greatest of all players is gonna be one of the greatest stories I ever told out of Texas, but to the world. It's a beautiful time, brother.
So greatest of all players, that's the name of the album.
That's the name of the album. Have you seen the artwork?
Nah.
Oh man, what a treat. What a treat. It was done by Mike Frost.
The GOAT.
Me and Mike Frost go back. Legendary. That's who did Food on the Table. And my greatest. So it's like, it was good to be able to go. I'm having fun right now. You know, it's, and I think also that's why the music sounds so great, because it's like, I can literally say I'm having fun. I could have went to anybody. I wanted to go back to some of the dudes that I've always loved and appreciate, because the lost art of certain things are gone now. When you, even when you look at the artwork or something, and I knew I wanted someone that was back passionate about it. And when you see the cover, it's just, it just looks like the greatest of all players. So shout out to Mike Frost. Everything is right about it, man. From the sound quality, the mixing, the mastering. Shout out to Bruce Bang at iMix. Impeccable work.
One of the goats.
Impeccable work, man. When you hear it, it just sound. It got to sound right. It got to look right. It got to feel right. I've been doing cardio. I'm down 45. No, for real, though. Yeah. I'm down 45 pounds, man. I'm in immaculate shape. I'm 5 pounds, 5 to 10 pounds away from my weight goal. My mind is sharp as ever. I'm extremely disciplined. This is war, man. This is war. The war's already won, but we're gonna win it with brute force. This is a wipeout, and it's the things that it takes to win in that fashion. It's important. People need to know that there's certain things that has to be done too. You gotta get mentally in shape. You gotta get physically in shape. You gotta be passionate. You know what I'm saying? It takes discipline. This is what it looks like. Yeah, and it'll show. I got the glow, man. I got the glow.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Man, so who you got on there? Talk about who you work with on the album, man.
Who's on the album?
Who on the album?
Oh, man. Bun B is on the album. Me and Bun B and Big Marcus on one record. You know Big Marcus from All Right. Incredible singer. Y'all are going to love that record. I think we're going to have to do a part two and come back. And because by then the people would have heard the music. So I'm going to tell you about each song. But I think it's different when we can come back and after people have embraced it. That is a powerful record. The record with Bun is special. I love it. Don Kiki is on the album. Shout out to my brother, Don Kiki. We got a record together with Eddie Coke. And he's another incredible singer I discovered on Pokey's album. I heard him first on Pokey's album. He's like on Pressure, Change. And I was like, who's
that?
Yeah,
he showed out on that. Yeah,
and I heard that, and I was like, we got an incredible record. And it's crazy because, you know what? This is the first record me and Kiki have ever done together.
No shit.
And
how has this not happened?
Well, let me explain it like this. Me and Kiki have been on several songs together. We have a whole career of being on songs together. But this is the first Lil O and Lil Kiki song where it's just us. And we thought that was crazy because we never noticed. We just kept rocking because we got so many songs together, classics together, you know what I'm saying? But to say it's just O and Kiki on this song, and that's a big deal. But even better is, how did it come out to live up to that hype? Man, this song is going to make the streets shake, man. Big anthem. Lil Kiki, Eddie Coke, get ready for that record. My brother Big Pokey is on the album.
Yeah, I ain't never miss.
Headshot. Shout out to my brother Sensei. He put out an impeccable album. We got
it. It'll be deemed a classic. You know what I'm saying? Whenever people are ready to accept that. You know what I mean?
Without a doubt. And the record we got on there, to me, is just a rumbler. It's a monster. I think we did good living up to the Lil O and Big Pokey tradition on Pokey album with Stax. So, understood I was under a lot of pressure after we put Stax and got Stax on the streets off of Pokey album. I knew the next Lil O and Big Pokey song had to be, because that's what, you know, you're judged by what you last put out. The Lil Obi Pokey record on this album is something serious.
Hmm.
It's something serious, man. It's something serious. And it was produced, actually, by DJ T. Gray.
Hmm. T. Gray, what's the deal?
Yeah, shout out to T. Gray, man. Shout out to T. Gray. I didn't even know T. Gray made beats, much less made beats like that.
Yeah, T. Gray got some fire.
He got some fire. He made a classic. This is a classic. The Lil O and Big Pokey record is nuts. Who else is on the album? Shout out to the young Spitta Killer Kaleon.
Hmm.
Killer's on the album. Not only doing what he does, we all know what Killer Kaleon does, but first of all, Killer, if you're listening, little bro, I just want to thank you for rising to immaculate occasions, because Killer's always hard. But when you hear what he did for Big Bro's project, it's something different. I guarantee you this is, when people hear how Killer acted on this song, the man sound like he was rapping for his life. He sound like, and he always, but the Killer Kaleon verse is amazing. The song is hard. The song is hard. And this is also, and I think it's also a time. It says a lot about the work Killer Kaleon is putting into and how real niggas should look. This is, it's just me and Killer on the song. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of times people add Killer as the, you know, he's always been, you know, the bull that, hey, put, let's throw Killer on there. This is, it's time for Killer to come into that conversation in his own moment now, where it's a Lil O and Killer Kaleon song. And it's hard than a bitch. And it's a big record, you know. So shout out to Killer Kaleon's on the album.
Nah, already.
Who else is on there, man? See, it's packed. It's packed. See what I'm saying? See how we talking about? DJ Chose is on the album. Shout out to Chose.
Yeah, I went to the club.
Nah. See, nothing is what it seems. Maybe it could. It
I mean,
could,
but he'll give you a no smoke. He'll give you the ones. You
well, know, you know, the thing is Chose didn't give me this record. I had this record. I told him, this is what I need from you on it. And he was skeptical because he's a producer. He hadn't even heard it, you know. You know, he tried to hit me. You know what? To tell young nigga, just do the fucking song. But he was like, "Hey, bro, you know, I'm going to tell you straight up if I don't like it, man." So, because it's not like he wrote the hook, the song, he hadn't even heard it. But I was like, "Well, look here, little bro, you know, Lil Chose is my bro. I love Chose, hard worker, incredible producer." I said, "Look, I don't want you on nothing you don't want to be on. I'm finna send it to you. If you like it, let me tell you what I want you to do with it." And this is no exaggeration. I sent it to him. Within 60 seconds, I got a text back with the muscle sign. He said, "My bad." And I text him back. I said, "I never play Lil Bro." So I understand. I don't, you know, sometimes people forget it. I don't never play. Do what I need from you. And this is fact. He sent it back to me literally within 30 minutes. And it's a monster. Shout out to DJ Chose. So I said Chose, Bun B, Big Pokey, Kiki, Killer Kaleon, Eddie Coke, Big Marcus. Oh, my God. Shout out to Brian Angel, Day 26 alumni. He showed out on this album. He's on two records. Every time I play this stuff, people be like, I didn't even know he sang that good. I knew he had the, because he's experienced. You know, this is Bad Boy alumni. This is Day 20. I knew he had the skill set, but I didn't know him as a solo artist could sing like this. You know what I'm saying? Every time I let people hear these certain songs, they be like, "What's that, man? Is that Chris Brown?" They be like, "Nah, that's Brian Angel." They be like, "What?" Brian Angel is on the album, doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? I think those are all the features. I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. But the album is, bro, I think it's my best album. I do.
Better than Fat Ray with the Cheese?
I do. I do. I'm in the Matrix night right now, brother. I'm in the Matrix. Remember when Neo realized who he was? It's like, see, the beautiful thing is y'all have watched me go from blood money, rocks in my mouth, to fat rat with the cheese blocks in my house, to food on the table, facing betrayal, and things ain't going right, and my back against the wall, to grind hard, pray harder, which is, to me, determination, consistency. Now, it's the greatest of all players.
Hmm.
The war is won. It is my best album. It is Bruce Leroy because I'm a man now. Y'all watched the progression from a boy to a man. And a man should always be better than a boy. And very few can do what I do for this long at that high of a level. Most of the time, I think you see artists decline over time. Well, Lil O has matured like a fine wine. I'm better than ever. I'm better than ever. That is why I'm one of the greatest. That's why I'm the greatest of all players, man. Many have kept it more gangster than me. Many have kept it more hood than me. None has done it more with more style and grace and kept it more player than me. And I stand on that.
When we talk about being a player, keeping a player, because I say this all the time. I've been saying this for the last 10 years, that keeping a player is a lost art.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been saying it. I have been saying keeping it player is a lost art.
It is awful out here, man. It is awful out here. Not only is it a lost art, they trying to ban the players.
Mm.
They want to shut it down. They shunning the players. Mm. All the things that, you know, they play a shaming. All the things that being a player is all about. If I say it now, they'll say, "Oh, you judging? You judging? Everybody don't think like that. Or everybody." It's not that I was saying, but certain things must be stood on. And now being a player, now they judge you. They judge you for it. Oh, you can't. You nah, man. Come on, man. It's certain things. It's a lost art now. To the point now that keeping it real is frowned upon, and being fake is they cheer for it. Yeah, they celebrate it. They hate the players and that. But what I tell you, when we first started, it is a war.
It's a war. Yeah.
It was a war going being waged against the players, and the fake were being celebrated. It was powerful forces against players, man. And this isn't. You know, sometimes people think this isn't cap talk. This is real talk. Man, they want to wipe real. You know, the fakers were having it their way for a while, man.
Mm. Mm.
But God changed he turned the tables, man. Glory to God.
It's a new day.
The tables have turned. If you stay down, they'll always come around. If you work hard and you stay consistent, you will have another day in the time in the sun.
Hmm.
God has turned the tables, man. And the players are back. And who else to give it back to them in such convincing fashion? How it's supposed to sound, how it's supposed to look, how it's supposed to feel. But the greatest of all players, Lil O.
Hmm.
That's how I feel.
When we talk about being the greatest, because somebody going to say, man, what qualify him to be the greatest of all players?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lay that out, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I say, somebody gonna watch you and say, man, I'm the greatest of all players.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Because
you know this is gonna start that conversation.
So what?
Yeah.
That is, you know, look. We live in a time where the term legend is thrown around so loosely. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Nigga be out 6 months and be like, you hear somebody, like, they be so gassed up in the comment section. Oh, you're a legend. Oh, you're young. Man, look, let me tell you something. Legends, the only person that can answer that question is time.
Hmm.
Time is the greatest measure of a man. I've done this. I've never let the streets down. I've never failed the streets, whether it came to game, knowledge, growth, gangster shit, hood shit. I've given the game, I've never let the streets down. I put out my first record in 97, punk. Who is greater than that? That look, like I said, kid.
We talking about this right here.
See what I'm saying? Hey man, they still jamming like it's new. I listen to all the other stuff. It's cap. They will come. They will go. They will come. See, this is power. This is wild.
I got to get you to sign it.
This is wild. They still jamming like it's new, brother. They will come. They will go. But only time is the greatest measure of man. I am still here having it my way. Having it my way. I don't even have, like, it's not a competition with me. I wish everybody well. I won't have that argument with as Lil O the greatest of all players. If you don't know by now, that's cool. Because I am what I am. And guess what? I'm about to hit y'all over the head again and win in, undenying fact. There are no TKOs with me. There will be no judge at the end of 12 rounds. This is a knockout. You get what I'm saying?
13 records.
Yeah, and that's how long, when you've done it this long, this consistently, because if you ask, if you ask somebody, what is your favorite Lil O song, right? Do you know what the range will go through? Do you know how many different answers you will hear? Because my music has meant that much to so many different people. And so many different songs have touched on so many different areas. So many different age groups. From OGs to the young bulls, they will all tell you have their own perspective of what they favorite Lil O song. That's not something that can be done quickly. It's only some those that have persevered over years and mean that your music means something. Watch them come and go, man. I'm the greatest of all players, man. Stop it.
Man, I wanna because what's crazy, man, I was telling Elliot, I literally just figured this out today. When I didn't even figure it, it just popped in my head that, you know, when I started doing interviews, you know, you were the first rapper from Houston on the show. You know what I'm saying?
On this show?
On this show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. On this show.
The yeah. Legend, you know, that's funny, you know.
Because I had Les, but he's from Louisiana. But yeah. Then it was you. You know what I'm saying? He was the first Houston rapper.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. When you're making history, you never know you're making history. Now so many people come when I do interviews, how did it feel when you did this, or when you was at Screw House, or when you did that, or did that, you know what I'm saying? And the Lil O name, the Fat Rat with the Cheese name, just keeps popping up in legendary shit. This is like, what you have built is legendary, bro. I think it's a very powerful platform. I'm very proud of you, done well. And the fact that you said I'm the first rapper from Houston on the Donnie Houston pod, that makes me feel good, because I feel like I was part of something legendary now. Cause that's awesome, man. I was the first rapper from Houston.
First rapper from Houston, yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. You hear that, man? O was the first. I set it off. And it was a great interview too.
Oh man.
I didn't even know people listened to your podcast like that till I started getting DMs, calls. Man, I was like, man, Donnie out here like that.
But look what I'm finna tell you with that though. That's how you real, because it wasn't even about this the place to be, this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't even know how I just hit you like that.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what, let's do it.
Yeah.
And the rest, and look, see what I mean, man? You see what happens when you're not a fuck nigga, man, and you show love to when you see a young nigga grinding, when you see someone putting in the work, great things can happen, man. Great things can happen, man. When I came here, it wasn't all this. Everybody wasn't trying to run here. But something about you just said, you know what? yeah, let's do it. So many times now when people, you ask people for, the first thing is, what's in it for me? Not knowing that a lot of times, man, if God bless you, it's to be a blessing to others, because the blessing will come back around. Not knowing I was helping to push, I feel, one of Houston's most, if not one of the most important vehicles to pushing music right now.
Man, I appreciate that.
You get what I'm saying? Now, what if I was a fuck nigga and said, your weight ain't big enough yet? Nah, man, call me back when you're hot. I'm going to wait for them niggas over there to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Being a fuck nigga, you end up hurting yourself, man. You get what I'm saying? Because maybe I can't get so-and-so on the phone immediately. Whoever has the biggest podcast or whatever, maybe I can't get them on the phone immediately. Thank God I can get them on the phone, but maybe not immediately. But see, I can call my little bro Donnie and say, hey, man. You feel me? That's what happens when you build up the people around you instead of being a cock puller and chasing what's already. You know what I'm saying? It's good to network with everybody from everywhere, but always understand the power of building your own. Shout out to the Donnie Houston podcast. I was the first. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. For real. It was the first, man. Classic episode. That's what I was going to say. You know, some people missed that, man.
That is awesome.
I want to kind of go back to the Can't Stop, though, just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because we hadn't talked about this on camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, just run that down, man. You know what I mean? Like you say, you know, legendary. You put Beyonce and Destiny's Child in them on BET first.
Facts.
Before the Wyclef song.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Matthew Knows, early in the game.
Matthew, shout out to B, shout out to Kelly, shout out to Latavia, Latoya. It's like I said earlier, you know, when you're making history, you don't know you're making history. You know what I'm saying? But it was just me, you know, we talked about it on our very first interview, how I was just talking about what I knew at the time. Now I was talking about Trapping on the West, Braeswood, Wolfville, Club Creek. Now everybody knows those names, but you got to remember, I explained that back then, the West. So it was just me being my, it was my truth, my honesty. But now Can't Stop to me something, now it's to say you've had a career as long as mine. I have a greatest hits album, bro. That's how many.
We getting ready to go into 20
that,
years
yeah,
next
year. Well, plus.
25. Yeah.
23 summers, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going into the 24th summer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's GOAT numbers. You know what I'm saying? And still, I always say this, sometimes you got to talk your shit. Yeah, a lot of niggas have been around a long time. But when you hear the greatest of all players album, to still be around and sound like that is why few can do that, brother. Few can do what I do. And when I drop my album, they know the difference and you'll understand why. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you grown so much, like you say, you've been in the game, you know what I'm saying, for so long. When you see this kid right here, this little O, what do you think about?
I'm proud.
Like, I'm
so proud, fam. Like, you really,
at this time, where's
you
this?
Have fucked me up bringing pulling. First of all, man. Man, I don't, because we're being recorded, man. Like, I could almost. It ain't always been easy, man. It ain't always been easy.
You see that kid right there. What do you think about? What is he going through? Like, what, where is he at right there at that time?
To see this and about to put out my, it's, this is surreal to me right now. I don't want to get emotional. because I'm so proud. Man, this is when it was just a dream, man. This is when no one believed, man. No one believed. No one knew he would last. No one would believe he'd be a legend. No one would believe he'd be anything, man.
Hmm.
No one believed in Beyonce, Destiny's Child. No one knew of love. This is just a young nigga that said, I'ma let my nuts hang, man. On top of that, from Houston, Texas, the South wasn't what it was now, man. It's not a nigga coming out the South. It's every day now. Man, this wasn't like that then, man. I've always been an anomaly.
Hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So to the young boy that had the audacity. I'm trying to remember what's, like, this is, man. I'm telling you, this is a young nigga fresh off of fighting dope cases.
Hmm.
Learning life. Street life, facing, trying to get away from a old life. Change toxic patterns. Poor mind state. Different views on life. Like, you know, and to say how I am now and how I think and what I've accomplished and what I've seen. Hey, man, I'm so proud of this kid, man.
Hmm.
Because just to have the nuts and vision to do it is rare within itself. But to have the discipline and execution to become what I am, from what I've overcome and seen and done, I don't believe few men have done it. Because
hmm.
I'm at the age now where we can see where choices get you. That's the problem with a lot. A lot of times as the kids, you don't know the consequences of your choices. But I've been around long enough where we see who did what, picked what, did what, and we see where it landed them. You know what I'm saying? Like if young niggas knew how hard life can be with a felony on their record.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If they knew as a man what it meant, they would be totally different. But as a kid, all the F's I caught, I didn't know what it meant because you don't know, man. You don't know. You don't know the real consequences of life. You know what I'm saying? So I understand where my mind was at this time and to where it is and still, you know, not only to be where I'm at, but to have the discipline and heart to know I still want more. Because some dudes, they get comfortable where they at. You know what I'm saying? Or they either get comfortable where they at or they give up.
Hmm.
It ain't always been good. I could have gave up. Let's just be real, man.
You got in the game, but that still didn't.
Yeah, go come the on, way man. I've had ups, downs, smiles, and frowns. Yeah. But because of social media, people think that doesn't happen. But that's any business, man. Consistency. People get into this shit and they think it's an easy hit. Man, now. I tell niggas, man, hey, man, give me some game. Man, go to school. That's what I would tell you.
Hmm.
You are much more likely to become a millionaire getting a majoring in something and getting a college degree and pursuing that. Your chances are better at getting rich doing that than pursuing music.
Hmm.
That is facts.
Hmm.
That's not even cap. That is 100% facts.
Ain't no guarantee with this shit.
Man, come
but
on,
But I tell
man.
You what, if you're doing that, you got to, you know what man, I'm saying? Come Somebody on, got man. A job for you, man.
So
you know.
Imagine how stupid someone sound coming to me thinking this is an easy, quick lick. Oh, okay. And when I say it's a war against players, man, sometimes when you answer the questions and the answers don't sound like what they wanted to say, you'll be judged as, hey, nah, man, you know, because, hey, give me some, you want me to tell you, call this dude, pay him this much, and this is how you're going to do it.
And it don't work.
It don't work like that. If all it took was money, everybody would have it. You got to do this. You got it. Man, there is no.
Ain't no rules to this shit,
ain't
Doug.
No, come on, fam. And it's when not, I tell them certain shit or make them accountable for their actions or tell them they foot, you will be judged now, man. A speaker of truth has no friends. A speaker of truth has no friends, man. That's part of keeping it player too, man. When everybody is telling you you wrong, will you drop your morals? Will you drop your integrity? You get what I'm saying? Will you conform to what the fuck niggas do? Will you join the fuck niggas, man? I never joined the fuck niggas, man. I never joined them. You get what I'm saying? I stuck to my side when it wasn't popular. My morals and my integrity. I never, these niggas switch sides so much, man. Cock pulling, dick on. They switch sides so fast. It's like, damn, that's supposed to be a man. It's like one day they look, when it's cool to love you, they'll love you. When it's cool to hate you, they hate you. They loved you on Friday, they sued you on Monday. You know what I'm saying? I saw niggas, man, let me stop, man. They loved you on Friday, they sued you on Monday. With the VIP passes you gave them, they was there. They called you for VIP passes, man. They pulled up and they showed it all on the story and smiled and cheered and said, yeah, man. And they sued you on Monday. My God.
It's a cold game.
It's a cold lick. But I've seen it all. I've seen worse. That's nothing. So, life.
Man, you said something earlier. We were talking about cancer. You said, man, like, you know, having to just grow and, you know, the poor mind state and just all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was a meme I saw. They were saying, like, you know, they say they're talking about addictions, but they don't talk about the addiction to the street and, like, how it is
I
to
bet
shake
you,
that.
Yeah, that is it. Look, you know what?
So this is what I was going to ask you, though. Mm-hmm. What was one of the toughest things for you to, like, get out of from that mind state? You know what I'm saying? And that whole idea and way of thinking and living. You know what I'm saying?
Fast money. That's why I relate to that meme so well. I always tell people, the most addicting drug is not drugs. It is the fast money. And, you know, the mind state of understanding that this is going to take time. I had to break myself out of that mind frame of, I'm going to do this to this pop. I'm going to do this to this. See, so many times you think you can do this to, you can do that. And that's why I'm so proud of myself, bro, because like I said, the lie that the world tells us that most dope dealers are rich. Most of the niggas that sell dope are broke. You know what I'm saying? That's just the reality that they buy in, and it's not, you know, it's not.
Everybody ain't big meat.
But I was a successful trapper. So for me to turn down money, it's not like the average nigga turning down money. It is different. Balling, bitches, hoes, people screaming your name. I stopped all that. I had to go back broke. I had to go back at people looking at me, counting me out. When you had to having to humble yourself and say that, you know what, it's going to pay off. It's going to get greater later, man. That is not easy, especially when you've been the fruit. You know what I'm saying? It's easy when you haven't been the fruit. When you fresh in school and you go straight off to college and you've never been the fruit. You ain't made no money. You've been broke. Your mama gave you the money. It's cool. You don't know what you're missing. You know what I'm saying? But when you've been the fruit and you got 50 grand in this shoebox and 30 here, there, in that shoebox and the money coming in, that's not your skull money, and it's coming in, and bitches is having it. You know, it's different. That's why God said, hey, What'd he say in the Bible? Don't bite that goddamn apple. Don't bite that goddamn apple, because if you bite it, you're going to get addicted to the wicked ways of this world. And that's what happens. That's the streets. I bit the apple, and I had to decline everything I knew. You know what I'm saying? I had to tell people, hey, man, I can't do this. I can't afford that. I can't go back to jail. I can't afford to make those kind of mistakes. That's why so many times you see so many guys now that try to use that mind frame, I'm not going to do this to do that. Finally, even if they get lucky enough to get to that, what happens? They lose it all. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be having the time of your life, but you're locked up. You're dead. You know what I'm saying? It's so many things. So, yeah, that's the hardest part, bro, the mind state. But once a man masters his mind state and has his mind made up, and powerful faith in God is important. People think that faith in God is just, it's Christian, it's faith. The greatest game given is in the Bible, because it will teach you how to maneuver through the obstacles of life. So once a man, you know, what did they say? Well, so a man thinketh.
Yeah, so shall he, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, to change my mind state and stay and have the heart and discipline to stay away from certain people that I loved. I loved these guys. You know what I'm saying? And to endure the pain of them saying things about me for one more, or thinking, you know what I'm saying? It's not for the weak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not for the weak. So the fact that I mentally did that, I think it's I'm most proud of that kid, because I still get calls from the feds. I still get calls from the feds. Just on guard. Just like 2-3 times a week. I get, you know, now everybody got phones in there. They got cells, you know. So it's like I have real partners that they ain't never gonna come home. And it's hard to talk to a man that ain't. You can act like things is the same, or like you think the same, but your mind ain't the same. But so you understand. And then guess what? Sometimes it's like you don't even want to take the call sometimes. Just because you understand that just even thinking like that takes you back to a place that you've outgrown. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because they never grew up.
They still in that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to get ridiculed for that. And, you know, if you're not smart, they'll growth shame you. And you, as a black man, you know, we have survivor's guilt, because we have survivor's guilt. Sometimes we think growth is a bad thing, because a lot of times we're shamed so much for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, you're right.
Yeah, so it's like you have to be strong to say, man, fuck all that, man. I don't give a damn what no one say. I don't care what no one think. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to be consistent. They're going to laugh at me. They're going to talk down about me. They're going to talk shit about me. They're going to try to kill me. They're going to try to hurt me. I don't care what happens. As long as there's breath in my lungs, I'm going to keep on going.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I've done. That's what I represent.
Man, talk about this for a little bit.
Donnie Houston is very thorough. You are thorough, man. That's why, yeah, man, the fair rap with the cheese, man. Yeah, that's when, yeah, that's when it started tasting good. You know, I started to feel, you know, cause can't stop it smashed all the screw tapes and was just like a monster on the streets. But to me, it feels more iconic now, because it's lasted the test of time. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't feel like a successful rap artist at the time,
because it wasn't a big mainstream record.
I didn't feel like a star. You know what I'm saying? When I dropped Blood Money, I was still, you know, I was still having niggas pull up to get to at the studio to hit licks. It's like, you get what I'm saying? It was, you know, it was blood money at the time. Niggas was trapping hard. This is the first project that made me feel like a star. You get what I'm saying? I felt like, yeah, even though I'd been on BT, The Basement, you know, I didn't feel like I was, you know, niggas jammed blood, you know, shit, but this here, man.
You all over the radio, you on BT. Oh,
man, come on, man. This is... Yeah, man, this is victory. This is one of my victory moments right here, man. Definitely, man. This is the first time I've been. You know, I knew how it felt to be a street star, ghetto. But this is the first time I felt full blown like a. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. What's your favorite song on that album?
I don't have one. Because. You know, I think people make a mistake. Okay, the different kinds of artists. The artists where they have, they when they make projects, they, you know, they're song driven. I'm an album driven artist, meaning I put together projects from, I planned every step of it, from the mix to the master to the ordering. It's easier to ask me what my favorite album is than it is to ask me what my favorite song is. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because each one of these songs are very important to me in their own special way. And they're all beautiful songs. I just...
Yeah, Mo on there, Hawk is on there. Yeah, man.
If you, to better answer the question, I think this is one of the greatest albums of all time. Of all time. I think it's that good. When you ask me what's my favorite, I think this is one of the greatest albums, not, and that's anybody. I don't care who the fuck you is.
What do you rank that in the Houston classic album? Yeah.
It's one of the greatest Houston albums ever made. Few can even be mentioned with this. It's one that the Fat Rat with the Cheese album is in the conversation of any iconic. When you're talking about Houston rap albums, it can't be debated. You get what I'm saying? It is in certain albums special. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, you got, you know,
Ghetto Dreams.
Yeah, Ghetto Dreams.
Don't mess with Texas.
Yeah. The Fat Rat with the Cheese. It's right, you know what I'm saying? It's not. The ground shook. The heavens opened. It is one of the greatest albums of all time, without a doubt. Houston, from Maine to Spain. You know what I'm saying? It's just a great body of work. And it's a lot of beautiful songs in here. You know, I got a DM the other day, and it was just crazy. And it was a dude crying. And he was jamming, what was it? Ooh Wee. You see what I mean? When I say the music has touched so many people in different ways. You get what I'm saying? When you ask certain people what's the best Lil O song, it will be so many different answers. You get what I'm saying? To some, or when you ask about some artists what's their favorite song, all they gonna say is what? Their hits. You know what I'm saying? And so you ask someone what's the greatest favorite song, it's not gonna be just Backpack. It's not gonna be just Players Guitars. It's not gonna be just Wayne Brooks.
I ain't gonna lie. If you ask me to name my favorite Lil O song, I'm gonna name like 10 songs before I even get to Backpack.
See what I'm saying?
Maybe 15.
See what I'm saying? To be completely honest. That is the difference between an artist. The art has outlived a lot of the hits. You know what I'm saying? The art has outlived a lot of, you know, my biggest records. Not mainstream. The art has outlasted the hype. You know what I'm saying? It's niggas that will tell you it can't rain forever. It's niggas that will, like, a nigga call me. I you know, sometimes I forget. Like, yeah, I did make a weed. And he was singing. He said, big bro, you know, I just wanted to tell you. This is a young nigga, too. He said, man, this song has been helping me get through. You know what I'm saying? And that is a beautiful feeling to know that, especially in a time when music doesn't really mean too much. Not too many people are making music that is meaningful or that can still do that or can do both. I feel like Lil O is one of the few artists that can do both. You know what I'm saying? You can go in a club and hear Lil O and drop a banger on your motherfucking head. You can get in your car, fire up a blunt, hit the highway, and ride and be on your swivel on your way home thinking about what's next. You can go to sleep, wake up, and put this on your way to church. It's just, you know, few artists can do that. It's really a gift from God and a skill, man. So it's like, yeah, man, this is just a dope album, man. It's just, the work itself, this is flawless. It's impeccable work,
I see that, and I think about Hawk for some reason. Can you talk about Hawk a little bit, man?
Definitely.
Because y'all had that chemistry, like, you know, you
awesome
and Pokey,
chemistry.
You know.
Awesome chemistry. And Hawk, that's my big brother, man. That's one of my biggest fans. Hawk made me feel like I was already the nigga amongst niggas. And anytime I tried to forget it, he wouldn't let me. You know what I'm saying? Hawk is the reason for the woe. Hawk is the reason for the woe. I always tell people. And people always think when they see me, you know, if you follow me on social media, I end all my things with woe. One of the reasons I do that is, one, it's my way of remembering Hawk. But two, well, why just Hawk? Well, because Hawk never let me forget who I am and what he expects of me and should be. So the story behind the woe, I don't know if I told you. Did I ever tell you the story about the woe? So I was doing a song for Hawk. I can't remember what song. And I laid my verse. And I just started experimenting with ad-libs at the time. So I do like, yeah. Or whoa, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I laid my verse and I didn't do no ad libs. So I walked out the booth and I was like, I'm done. And Hawk was like, man, what do you mean you done? I was like, yeah, I'm done. What, you don't like the verse? And he said, man, I love the verse, but where's the whoa? I said, I didn't feel like it needed
that. You didn't know that was a part of your.
I didn't exactly. He said, nah, bro.
That's a part of the whole
thing.
He said,
the streets love it when you do that. He said, if you don't do that. And I said, man, nah. I said, man, Hawk, you tripping, man. He said, nah, and he grabbed me, bro. And he said, bro, and this is why I always do woe. He said, oh, always do woe. That is the signature that lets the streets know that is the fat rat with the cheese. Always do woe. Do not ever sleep on the power of what your woe means. That little ad lib. And I was like, are you serious, man? He's like, bro, always do that. And the rest is just, until then, I always do it. I don't care if it's at the start of my song, at the end of the song. Hawk was why. He said, it is powerful. It is you. It is yours. No one can do it like you. It is what it is. And he is why. That's why I always go, whoa. It's not just some fly. It's, you know what I'm saying? My big bro told me don't ever stop doing it.
You never told me that story.
That is the story behind the wall. It's not just some cap ass thing I do. That is why. He said, don't ever. I don't care what you think. Don't ever, ever not do the wall. Gotta do it.
Did Screw ever drop anything on you? Because we've talked about this, like, just personally mm-hmm. off just chopping it up. Mm-hmm. But when you came the first time, we talked about Can't Stop. But you yeah. didn't tell me, and I had Lil Randy on later. He mm-hmm. told me, because he was at the crib, that yeah. right then and there, when you dropped it off, that yeah. day it went on the tape.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That, like,
that day.
Instant. Yeah. Instant. And what's so crazy is, I didn't even know he was back there at the time. Yeah, man. Like, people got to understand, man. Look, bro. This is why I'm one of the greatest. This is why I'm the greatest of our players, too, man. You know, people got to understand, especially now that people that are growing up in the social media era, they understand that a lot of the relationships are fake. They're for hype. Even I didn't know that. Growing up, I didn't know some of these were, they were match made. You know what I'm saying? Well, that goes with some of the stories you hear too.
Hmm.
It is cap. It is made to enhance the experience. It is a fib. It is a false. It's, oh, we're on a private jet, but in reality, you're sitting next to the window
to the
in a studio, and it's cropped out. These stories that I'm telling you are real, bro. In the era of people being exposed and calling me out, you know what I'm saying? I say this proudly. Even if a nigga don't like me, the niggas that won't like me, the niggas, they won't say he not lying, though. You know what I'm saying? Because in the era of where everybody was a brick slanging boss, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's this. I'm a little old, man. I'm from the West. I come up off the corners with rocks in my eye. I'm a brick slanging boss, nigga. I came up with the greatest. I'm a legendary trapper. I can say that. And even the niggas that don't like me will tell you he ain't lying. Or who's out. You know what I'm saying? These stories I tell you about when I dropped it off the screw and it was right on the screw tape. You know how crazy that is, fam? This is DJ's, you know. Instantly, random.
What was the conversation when you dropped it off? Or did he just take it?
Hey, man, I'm a little old from the West, man. This is my song. You know, hey, man, just check it out, man. Just check it out, man.
And he was just like, all right.
Yeah, and you know, the way Screw talk, you don't even think he's serious. Just, yeah, man, yeah. I didn't even think he was going to hit me back. I didn't even think he was going to keep my number, bro. And my prime going off, man. Randy told you. When I talk about smashing Jet Beauties of the Weeks and Minaj with
the baddest
stories
ever told. Come on,
hey,
bro.
Man, one on my waist, one on my face, man. This is before all this shit, you know what I'm saying? This is before all this shit these niggas were saying. Man, I mean it, man. I mean it,
the Jet Beauty story, Jet Beauty of the Week story, one of the greatest stories ever told.
It's the truth, man. It's the truth. Some of you, look, bro. Let me tell you something, man.
And this is how famous you was as this little right here. That's Fat Rap with the cheese.
Yeah, it's fam. And even before that, this one. Look, man. Let me tell you something, man. I have bedded some of the most beautiful women in the world. In the world, I'm an impeccable player. When I look at certain dudes now. Because, you know, you get to an age where you understand certain things, quality of women. Some of these dudes, you think because you make a certain amount of money, it exposes you to better looking women, which it will. You can buy certain kind of women. But if you pay close attention, you will realize even most of these niggas that are multimillionaires, athletes and this or that, they mess with very poor quality women. They butt might be big. They might have, but they're not of good quality.
No,
they're
substance.
Not,
we talking no
they
substance.
Look, they look harsh. They don't dress right. Even when they draped in designer, they look cheap. You get what I'm saying? Because to bed certain kind of women, You have to be a player for real, man. The money won't, you get what I'm saying? I bet it's some of the most impeccable women on earth. If God strike me down tonight, I cannot say, hey, I ain't, sex has not been anything that has been withheld from me. From the beautiful, lovely ladies, man. Snows, chocolates, yellows, Latins, persuasions, Asians, man, Persians. Hey, man, I've had my best to find candies, man.
The Jet Beauty of the Week, she was a black chick?
Yeah, it's Jet.
Yeah, Jet.
Right,
of course.
Yeah, it's Jet.
Right.
It's Jet.
Of course. Yeah.
And it was more than one, too.
It was two of them. Oh, man. Oh, wait, okay, well, tell the story again.
It's been two years since you told the story. This is the deal. Gentlemen don't tell about they, you know, as far as I go, I'll say, hey, I bet it. I don't like to tell about people's stories about certain, it's just not what. That's why I'm one of the greatest of all players. Players don't kiss and tell. So I'm not going to be like, yeah, you know, it was. I'll just say, hey, yeah, I bet it's some of the most beautiful women on earth. Jet Beauties of the Week to, hey, man. Maybe it was something. Maybe I am. I don't know. But, hey.
Listen to episode one if y'all want to.
We don't kiss and tell, man. It's tacky. It's tacky, man. We got to bring back the morals, because you know, because guess what, some of these girls have moved, they moved on to their old situations. And look man, it was, you know, you don't want to step on nobody's toes and disrespect nobody, and you know, you gotta get, it's cool to keep things private. Now everybody want to run and post, hey man, you know, getting these bitches just be posting the wildest shit. Nah, it's just like a niggas just be snitching and, yeah, I smashed that hoe while she was married, and it's like,
see that right there, that ain't player.
They do it, but
that ain't player.
But don't they do it so often, yeah, that you think, yeah, that's normal? Yeah. They'd be like, oh bitch, that's why I fucked you at the post oak this weekend. Mm-hmm. I would never do that, even if it was to get back at her. It's like I would be more ashamed of myself. You know, one of the greatest things I always say is I could never be a hater, because the shame alone would kill me. The things that these niggas do now that's normal, I would be embarrassed if someone ever, if a bitch
now
said,
you see some shit, like, nigga, how you even live with yourself?
You know what I'm saying? If a nigga asks me, hey, I'm not going to ever tell on a bitch, man. I don't know, man. I've lied. So many times people be like, did you ever? It is not what real players do, so. That's how it sounds. Like, I don't want to talk about a certain person or something.
No, I wasn't going to say give me the name or whatever. I remember on the first one, you know what I'm saying? On the first episode,
it's been a hell of a time, man. It's been a hell of a time, man. Hey, man, shout out to all my exes, man. I hope y'all are doing well, man. No, for real, I mean that. Because when you mess with toxic women and you leave them, you're bitter. But when you mess with good quality women, women that were really, you wish them the best, man. Hey, I hope you happy.
It didn't work out between us, but it's all good.
Yeah, I hope you're doing well. I hope you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course you want to kill the bitch that was breaking into your house, slashing your ties, and doing this, and having niggas set you up. When you mess with impeccable ladies, it's good to see them grow. Like, look at you, you're bossed up, you're doing this, you're doing good. Hey, I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? That is the difference between, the greatest of all players is Lil' O, man.
Yeah.
I seen what you boys is touching up.
Man, before we get up out of here, man, what's your, if you had to rank H-Town top five?
H-Town top five what?
Rappers.
I don't like putting rap, because, you know, look, man, I learned a long time ago that.
Well, you can say your favorite, or your favorite five.
This is what I'm going to say. In the era, it used to be keep it real, keep it real, keep it real. It is not that era anymore. People are highly emotional. It's like the stuff that I would like, now it seems like every list that comes out, people, it's like 400 comments of people complaining of why they don't like the list, or I'm too far, or I'm too, this person shouldn't be there. when you are what you say you are, you don't care. You know what I'm saying? So when people ask me, because I understand, I don't have time. I'm in a happy place right now. I don't want to be tagged in. Ooh, you did. Yeah, I don't want to be tagged in that whole ass shit, man. I love a lot of H-Town rappers right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always gonna be Team SUC though. I think, you know what I'm saying?
How you feel about Versus, man?
At first I thought it was corny, to be honest. But in a way, it's grown on me. I understand that it's a great thing and it's a good part of the culture if that's what you do. You know, I think a guy like me that's always like to survive in the shadows, and like I always tell you, time is the best test. So I've always, certain things I've never engaged in. But I understand, I can see the nostalgia of it. I like how it takes people back to great times. I like what it does for artists. It's a good thing, man. I don't got no problem with it. And it's definitely not corny. Sometimes you got to get out your own way and be like, nigga, you too cool sometimes. Because sometimes I'm not perfect. I can feel like I'm too cool for certain shit. And sometimes that can be an artist's biggest downfall. You ain't too cool. You know what I'm saying? Versus is dope. Versus is dope. I like it.
Yeah. So Greatest of All Players, man. What's the release date?
11/19, man. 11/19, The Greatest of All Players drops. It's a big album, man. We about to turn the city up. It's a big deal. I just want to take the time to shout out to everybody that's been rocking with me since this kid, man. And all the ones that joined in on the way. Because now it's like, I got fans now that have never even heard the Fat Rat with the Cheese. That's how long I have new fans now. People that then they be like, whoa, I didn't, you know, I got, you know, I got, there's people now that, they be like, man, I didn't even know you made that song. You get what I'm saying? I didn't even know you made that song. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy to me. You get what I'm saying? It's like someone that stopped me. It was like, bro. I just realized that you and Ro did Can't Leave Drink Alone. Like, I didn't realize that was you. You get what I'm saying? It's always a new.
That's a classic, man. And that was so many years. Any chance y'all ever do, you know what I mean, we get anything, you know, like that again? Because people still,
as far as
you look on the YouTube, and that's the numbers are crazy on
the what is the views on that?
I don't even know, but it's crazy number.
It's stupid, man. I'm happy to work with any of my SUC brothers, man. But my whole thing is, As long as I want to beat the competition.
15 million on that.
Yeah, 15 million. I believe in winning in full dominance. There's nobody I don't want to work with. But also understand that right now I want to create classics with some artists I haven't worked with. Because me and Ro have made tons of classics.
Yeah, I got them.
Me and Pokey have made tons of classics. Me and Kiki have made tons of classics. Me and Hawk have made tons of classics. Me and Slim Thug have classics among classics. I want to create classics with some artists I haven't worked with now, because it's like, even though I understand I'm the greatest of all players, I still feel like it's more mountains I want to climb. I feel like once you get comfortable and where you always got to find new mountains to climb and new challenges. So anybody in the clique, we got a record and it's gonna come out to where it's not just a record and it sounds like it'll bring back the nostalgia and it sounds amazing, of course. But you know, I also want to work with a lot of new artists I want to work with. And I want to create new memories with them. with and still work with my brothers as well. You know what I'm saying? I just want to try a lot of new things. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why the greatest of all players is so special. It's a mix of then, but it just sounds so now. It's nothing dated about it. It's nothing. It's a masterpiece, man. It's an incredible piece of work. And the music gonna speak for itself. I think at this time, and that's why I'm the greatest of all players, man. The music will always speak for itself with Lil O. The music will always stand up for itself. This is an impeccable project. This is the finest Peruvian, the best dro, the oldest cabin. It is, man, the taste level, the selection, the amount of hit records. And I didn't even know if we said this, but shout out to Donnie Houston. He produced a record on the greatest of all players. He produced the first single. Donnie Houston hasn't even heard the record. He hasn't even heard the like final mix and master. So should you know, should I tell him the song or should or wait till it comes out?
Because you
and they know.
Because you're not going to drop it as a single. You're going to get everything at one time.
Everything at one time. Yeah. We're getting the video together now. So they're going to get the... Because, you know, times is different. The mind state has to change with the times. It used to be you drop a single, how many weeks or how many months before a project. And you got, you know... But we've been doing video, other stuff. And you know what I'm saying? It's a build-up to this time. I'm a legacy artist now. I tell people it's coming, they waiting already. You know what I'm saying? I just need to make sure that I have, boom, when it's ready. So it's like you have to adapt with the times. If you're still thinking like the old times, it's different. It's the Wild West right now, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Donnie Houston. First of all, congratulations, man. Donnie Houston got the first single off The Greatest of All Players. Congratulations, brother.
I appreciate it.
You got a big record,
hey, look,
man.
This is what he can say. Hey, man, yeah, I just did the record, man. I say, how it sound? He say, congratulations. You got one.
It's a big record, man. It's a big record. It's a big record. Like, you see how I lit up? I'm waiting for to smash these punks, and it's going to outlive us.
And I'm going to tell you this, too, man. I appreciate you because it's an honor for me because I done told you. I said off camera, on camera, huge old fan, been an old fan.
Thank you.
I can rap, can't stop. You know what I'm saying? I can rap, top to bottom, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this record
so
is big,
we didn't got, man. That we didn't got one and got one of them.
Yeah, it's one of them. Like, put it like this. When it's time for the little old greatest his parts, too, that had, like, it's one of them. It's gonna outlive us, and I hope we live to be hundreds of years old. But it's like
beyond that.
It's timeless, man. It's timeless, and I'm so excited. I want to see your face when you hear it. Like the minute we turn this camera off, and we gotta hear it. It's a big record. You'll know because it's the first single. Just getting the video. It's going to be a dope video. Big things in the works for that. And it's produced by yours truly, Donnie Houston. And it all goes back to saying, like, just like how you told me I was the first Houston artist to, like, it's who would have thought that same, you know, it would lead to you producing the first single off The Greatest of All Players. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to release the name, but when you gonna know it's Donnie Houston because the minute come on, you hear that tag,
Donnie Houston.
But I think that's also gonna make people smile because the fans of the podcast that have watched you grow, I think you know what I'm saying. You've been grinding, man. Hey man, you've been grinding, man.
Man, I appreciate
the players
you,
won the war, man.
Hey, yeah.
This is what I mean, man.
Like you say, it's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming, but this is what it looks like when you stay down, you work hard, you block out the noise, you stay consistent. Hey, man, you fuck around and build one of the hottest podcasts. you're doing lead singles, you know, from your favorite rappers that you loved, and on top of that though, this record is big, dog. We finna bust the ass. Lil O and Donnie Houston, first single, we about to bust the ass, man. We about to bust they motherfucking ass. Remember I told, hit record, man. You can't look, man. There's no holding they nuts on this record, man. Mm. You know, and guess what? That's the beautiful thing about the time is, man. It don't even matter. The players won, man. It's once it's out, we do what we do. We just the greatest of all players, 11-19, man. The Ferret with the cheese is back. Lil O, man. Y'all know the drill. Follow me on all platforms. SUC Lil O, that's everything. SUC Lil O, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, everything SUC Lil O, my YouTube, Fat Rat TV. Get ready for that video dropping real soon. We putting all the love just because we want to make sure this video is big. But get ready for that Lil O, Donnie Houston produced smash hit. It's time to turn the city up, nigga. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
The greatest of all players.
And that is, we're going in like that, man. It's Donnie Houston Podcast, man. Donnie Houston, Lil O.
Whoa.
Greatest of all players going down, man. We out of here.
Donnie Houston.